And tonight, Elizabeth D'Amico, our village musician, will be leading us in Vespers.
Good evening. Tonight's service will be one of scripture and song and silence. Our main piece will be a hymn entitled Every Promise. The cantors will lead us in the verses, and at the end of each phrase, the congregation, if you would, please respond with these words, I will stand on every promise of your word. And the music sounds like this. I will stand on every promise of your word. I will stand on every promise of your word. Lovely, thank you. There are four verses to the hymn. And when it is time for the final verse, the cantors will invite you to stand, and we will sing the words, we will stand on every promise of your word. Let us gather our hearts together in prayer. Jesus, our peace, by the Holy Spirit you come to us. You calm our minds. You calm our beings. In the deepest part of our soul, there is wonder of your presence. Remain with us this evening, we pray. Amen.
A reading from Genesis chapter 17. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will make you exceedingly numerous. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You shall be the ancestor of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the ancestor of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come from you. I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land where you are now an alien, all the land of Canaan, for a perpetual holding, and I will be their God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
When I stumble and I sin, condemnation pressing in,
I will stand on every promise of your word.
You are faithful to forgive, that in freedom I might
live. I will stand on every promise of your word.
Guilt to innocence restore, you remember sins no more.
From Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all God's benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed, and makes known God's ways to Moses, God's acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. God will not always accuse, nor keep angry forever. God does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is God's steadfast love towards those who fear God. As far as the east is from the west, so far God removes our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who fear God. For the Creator knows how we were made and remembers that we are dust. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Word of God.
When I face with anguish choice, I will listen for your voice.
I will stand on every promise of
yours. Through this dark and troubled land, you will guide me with your hand.
I will stand on every promise of yours.
Chapter 8. So then, brothers and sisters, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if, in fact, we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him.
Hope that lives me from despair, love that casts out every fear. Comforter has come. We will stand on every promise of your word. Grace of vision, grace for me, grace for all who will believe. We will stand on every promise of your word.
Bless us, Christ Jesus. Your love for each one of us will never disappear. Thank you for this promise. Amen.
Amen.
Go in peace, serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.